let's understand how to develop SEO friendly websites. These are a few points, not that I am going to get into too much of a in-depth discussion. Don't use Flash. Flash was a program which is going to get discontinued, doesn't get recognized by the crawlers. Foundation of that is a keyword. Now, how do you derive what is the right keyword, etc.? There are programs available, WordTracker, WordTracker or the Overtures, etc. WordTracker is a paid service while the Overture is a free service. Density of research keyword in documents. So the documents that you create can have a hidden text, but try and avoid hidden text. Be open, be transparent. Whatever that you type should be visible. Research keywords in anchor text, and so always try and put keywords in your anchor text. So in the website and all that you develop, there is always a place where the anchor text has to be put, meta text has to be put, etc. Your keywords should actually feature there. Images are not being searched, therefore there is an option which is alt tags, and so you tag with the keywords as such, and that image can be tagged with the keywords so that it still gets relevance. WordTracker means it's just a platform which helps you to find keywords, and various keywords competition wise, utility wise, etc., the numbers that is associated with those keywords already. So all those details, it gives you a complete idea. Now, when you do that, you come to know what is a keyword that is either overly dense, or what is a keyword that is relevant to you but less density. So that's the one probably you can target. So this is all science and art, but okay, instead of having nothing, this is something that helps you. Same is the case with, I was about to take the Overtures, but features of WordTracker is a competition search allows you to find what competition is doing, which keywords they have acquired, etc., on their websites and all, misspelling errors, etc. They imply the word tracker allows you to search for common misspellings of your targeted keywords. So those are the features that this program offers. There is Overture, which is a free program. Something is better than nothing, but it provides you kind of similar services, though may not be very accurate, but it still gives you enough guidance. When it comes to image, use alt tag. Alt tag is nothing but it allows you to tag certain words to the image. So when you do that, the crawler may not read the image, but crawler will read the alt tag that you have given to that. Keep text out of the image, in the sense, don't overwrite the text on the image. That not only increases the size of the image and other relevant pitfalls, but it doesn't get recognized. So why do that? Instead, use the alt tag option. Web analytics. So now we come to a very important subject of what is web analytics. Web analytics is nothing but a systematic methodical study of a pattern of trend on your particular website or a digital asset, in a way that it gives you a guidance as to what is working for you, what is not working for you, etc., on a certain predefined criteria. I want to simply know whether more mobile based hits are coming to me or desktop based hits are coming to me. So even such kind of things are being monitored by this web analytics, and they provide you with that. Importance of web analytics are quite a few. Assets web content problems and rectify them. You will be able to know what is a problem in the content of the website so that you can simplify. Have a clear perspective of web trends. You will get to know what is happening. Unique visitors, the repeat visitors, which page people have left your site, which page is most seen, which page is least seen, etc. Based on that, you know that where your offer was. Was that a page most seen, or that was a page which is most left quickly, etc. You, whatever digital assets that you have given, where they referred or not, whether the hyperlinks were used or not, whether forms were utilized or not, etc. Traffic and all. So I have already covered unique visitor, repeat visitor, etc. Goal acquisition. So you have certain goals. You want lead generation. So that's a form filling rate. So what is that? That also can be. You will know that whether the person is, how many people have visited your pages where the lead forms were there. Figure out potential keywords. It also helps you to figure out keywords as to what is the keyword which were searched when they hit your websites. Identify the segments of improvements. So what needs to be improved, what page needs to be improved, what nature of information needs to be improved. Find out referring sources. So referring what the people have come to your website. So you will know the working links, or you will know the routes through which they are coming to you, etc. The process of web analytics is not very complicated. Yes, you need to understand that that's a complicated part. Yes, you have to have your goal. Goal is divided into how this goal is going to made up finally for you. So track those aspects to know whether your goal achievement is taking place. You can convert this into certain specific numerical performance indicators, and that can be tracked, which is key performance indicator, as I said. Collect the correct and suitable data. You must encourage people filling correct data, certain mandatory data, etc. So that's how analytics, if it gives you such kind of input, it will get you a very sustainable database in your inbox, so to say. Extract the insight and analyze the data. It gives you a lot of self-made reports. You can customize part of the reports. Certain thing is optionally available to you. Based on what you select, the reports will be provided to you by the web analytics. Certain web analytics are free, so therefore when it is free, they provide you only limited nature of content. The paid analysis, the web analytics services will give you much broader range of support services in terms of analysis. Based on the assumptions learned from the data analysis, you test the alternatives, what can be improved by you, so that the rate of response and all improve. Data analysis should also focus on testing the websites, implementing insights into that. So it is not a matter of just doing the analysis, it is a matter of also implementing the improvements needed. One service is the Google Analytics. Google Analytics generates reports on this. Audience analysis, it provides you acquisition analysis, behavioral analysis, and conversion analysis. You will see them one by one. Audience analysis gives you the overview of the nature of audience visiting your site, demographic and place of origin, the nature of whether business executive, housewife, and that categorization which is generally there, which you feed in when you take taken the Google platforms for either you're creating Gmail or creating this thing. From there it picks up your data and serves as an analytics to the receiver of the analytics. New ads will well as returned audience can be traced with their geographical location. So where your ads is getting more traction, you will know, because you will also get the geographic location based data. The data can be tracked, includes things like age and gender of the person, affinity, reach and segmentation, classification, language and location under your geo fencing or geo geographical this thing, operating systems and networking in technology that has been utilized, whether it's a device or whether it's a laptop or a desktop, etc. Custom variable reports under custom. So that is what your chosen variable based audience report can also be given. Benchmarking channels, that is location and through which channel you get maximum leads. And so from where the leads have come to you, flow of user activity and the user flow, when you give user flow, so how the user has moved, so that aggregation information comes to you. Acquisition analysis, nothing but capture traffic from all the channels, particularly in the medium that has come to you. Trace traffic from AdWords, and now there is a paid services that you have taken, AdWords, etc. So traffic from your paid services, organic traffic, that also division has been given to you. See traffic from each search engines. So search engine based traffic also can be obtained. And so that will give you an idea about what is working for you. So that will facilitate your acquisition. Track social media traffic. So what traffic has come from the social media, which social media, etc. Which part of the social media it has been diverted out here. See which plans... plugins given you traffic. So there are various plugins that is there. If you have used in those, then which plugin is generating better this thing, which crosslinks is generating better traffic. Analyze all campaign statistics of paid and organic keywords, etc. So those are the details which is provided to you by Google Analytics in terms of your acquisition analysis. Free analysis doesn't give so much. Yes, you have to get into the paid mode. Behavioral analysis again monitors the usage, behavioral activity of an individual. So site content, which page person was holding maximum, which page person has skipped, which page he has utilized for his knowledge information search, did he get into the form filling. So all those things are this thing, site speed, etc., related issues of behavior at the customer end. You can see how quickly the browser can pass through the page. So what is the speed ratio at which the consumer is moving through the various sites, etc. That also can be obtained by you. Site search, and it gives you a full picture of how users search across the sites that they normally visit, and events. There are certain specific events planned by the website provider, etc., or the digital platform provider. What is the participation in such events, etc., also comes to know. So this is a behavioral analysis, conversion analysis. That is, at the end, you have a goal. You want certain leads numbers, you want certain acquisition numbers, etc. Those are the defined goals, which can be, which is through a website, which is through a digital platform that is taking place, not by your backend office. It is through them. So there are programs that is, you know, you link it to the acquisition, you link it to the lead generation, etc. So it gives you the goal base out of 1,000 need, 100, you know, people have submitted the forms. So that's the conversion rate. E-commerce, based on the data you analyze, what can be beneficial. It gives you an idea as to how much investment you made, what is the revenue you generated, etc. Those data are also furnished by them. So you get an idea about the business, the veracity of various mediums that you use, etc. Investment versus organic. And that picture will give you an idea as to what is working better for you. Multi-channel funnels, etc. So channel funnel is nothing but through various channels, they play a different role. Somewhere you have created a referral, somewhere you have created a loyalty, this thing, etc. So through what channels, through what kind of a promotion, etc., the more leads are coming in. Attribution, so whether it's a credit sales or conversion touch points, etc., can be there. Whether it is a free trial that has generated better response, whether free trial with the subscription request is generating more attrition, etc. So those kind of aspects that can be really learned by when you see the conversion analysis report. They provide you that touch point based and conversion based input. So now we come to an important subject of performance measurement of the content that you have created. Effective content marketing is a good strategy. I have earlier also mentioned to you the way customers look at your content. It's not the information or the basic feature information, it's the in-depth, inclusive, meaningful content that they are looking at. Optimization is to test your content. You should test your content among cross-section of the target segments and then try to upload this on the web page, etc. It uses A and B testing, multi-page and multivariate testing to improve the analysis of your website. So this particular thing, you should get it done through a experts in the field. You do not need to be a technical person. You just need to insert a deployed code in your HTML. So yeah, that is also I have experience. This analytics company provide you the respective code, and you have to insert this HTML code, and that code when you put into your content and associate that, it gives you the idea as to what is the traction this content is bringing for you. Optimization provides you with the administrative and management functionality and lets you create an account, organize the project and experiment. It helps in tracking clicks, conversion and sign up. So when you do this HTML tags into your content, then the result that comes out, you eventually are able to collect the clicks, conversions and sign-ins taking place using content on that page. So that's what is a critical aspect of performance measurement for the content. Set up an account to optimize and add a generated script. So you create an account with such analytics platforms, provide your text to them, or on your website insert their text, that the HTML code that they provide. Once you are done, the code is associated, you try to run this as a pilot. Pilot is not for the users, but pilot is for you, and then you try to see as to what is happening. You are in a phase of testing yourself. So be open that you will really see the content and the conversion, the clicks through that it brings for you. If need be, talk to the content creator and then set the goals jointly, and then depending on the outcome, discuss with him and try and improvise the content quality, etc. While Google Analytics helps you with the website and search engine optimization and those aspects, Kissmetrics enables you about the content. A tool that gives you insight about the user interaction on your site, defines a clear picture of activity on your site, improving the sales by knowing the cart and abandonment of the product, abandonment of the pages, etc., helps in follow-up by tracking repeat buyers. So it tracks your repeat buyer and then helps you to follow up with them by plotting a metrics, by plotting an activity for you. So therefore, KissMetrix also offers you a customer engagement viability. So Crazy Egg is another tool, online analytical application with eye-catching, eye-tracking tools, generates heat maps based on where people have clicked on your websites, lets you filter data on top 5 refers, search terms, etc., so that you come to know what brings them here, helps in follow-ups by tracking repeat buyers. So same like a KISS, engagement metrics. So let's study about engagement metrics. Once you have your website upload and running, you have done your search engine optimization, you have done your content optimization, website starts running, you get into tracking a code, through code, the engagement. So page views that is taking place, the bounce rate, that is the percentage of visitors returning after visiting one page of the websites. So if higher the bounce rate, should worry you, yani, as a webmaster, means people are not staying on your page for very long, yani, staying on your website for very long. Page views gives you the idea about how many pages that the guy has seen on your total websites. So that kind of this thing, and what kind of page they have seen, are this page linked to the offer, linked to the revenue generation, linked to the lead or not, etc., that picture you will get. Pages per session, so number of sessions, number of pages the per session that has been viewed, so that average you will get. Demographic info like age, gender, the source of information is known to you, source of lead that is coming to you. Devices, so bifurcates into desktop and mobile, etc., so tablets and, you know, those kind of diversification or bifurcations are also available. Acquisition is an important aspect of any exercise. So traffic sources, it acquisition, you need to check all your sources of traffic that is coming to you, organic traffic and social traffic, and there may be paid traffic, what is not say mentioned out here. Organic is naturally coming to you through your search engine optimizations or other ways. Social traffic is coming through from various social medias, and paid is like you have paid for certain keywords, etc., so from there how much traffic is coming to you. Referral traffic, so you have created a referral program, so how much is through a referral. Direct traffic, that is coming directly to your URL, they have referred your URL somewhere, somebody have your visiting card, somebody has heard about you already, so the direct traffic coming to you, that's also an important aspect. Conversion funnel, in the engagement this thing, conversion funnel is very important. This refers to the path by which goals, that is the product purchase, lead from field, etc., is completed. So this path, if it is clear, you will come to know through this conversion funnel what is happening at what stage, and it's a series of steps covered by visitors to become your customers. If more number of visitors are leaving without any purchase, that means there is some issue with your websites. You can use the funnel to analyze the following aspects. So what are you done with your segments? Collect the data from the segments, then next step is to analyze. Analysis is all about finding actionable items. So where did they miss out before becoming the lead for you? Dashboard implementation in Google Analytics, you get create a dashboard that is as per your choice, so that you can see it in one place, all the information. They also have a standard template of the dashboard available to you. Analyze using segmentation. So dashboard also helps you to look at your segmentation association. So you can create a dashboard as per your segmentation that you are visualizing, that is going to give you a business. Create widgets as per your requirements. So they are the standard applications available to you. So if you insert into your dashboard, then they will give you the information relevant to your websites, relevant to your digital platforms. Types of dashboards, you can create dashboards according to your requirement, and following the main types of dashboards are SEO dashboards, the content dashboards, website performance dashboards, real-time overview dashboards, e-commerce dashboard. So these are the dashboards options that is available, or you can create for yourself. Metrics for every dashboards, search engine optimizations or a content. So you have two areas under search engine: organic traffic, website total traffic, keywords used based traffic. So those are the aspects which is related to the search engine. This thing can come in here, and the content is a dashboard really monitors the traffic through content that you have submitted, through blogs that you have created, So those kind of landing pages, traffic through landing pages that you are getting, so that is a content generated traffic. So this dashboard enables you to study that. Website performance dashboards, so there's a website related performance dashboard, average load time, unique visitors, mobile page load time, page load time by browser, website server response time, etc. So this is a very website specific performance report. Real time overview, we have also discussed that, set a widget for real time traffic source and real time traffic landing pages. So this is ready widgets available, and when you insert into your dashboard, real time picture it tries to furnish you. Metrics for every dashboard, you will have a metrics such as e-commerce dashboard, and landing by products and total sale of the products. So it gives you the revenue idea through various probably landing pages, etc. Social media dashboard, so traffic by social media, it gives you that idea, which is the most successful social media post that has given you the traffic. PPC dashboards, which is pay-per-click or impressions, that various CPC and all that we have learned. So that dashboard can be also included, which is a part of your every dashboards. You can, because these are something which is standard available in that. Goals, so engagement metrics, the goal play a very important role. It tracks your completion of the specified actions. It helps you to track the rate of your success, measured differently in different industries. And e-commerce uses sales as a goal, while marketing and you'll use filling of online form as a goal. So e-commerce site will just see the sale, while the marketing, who's into created websites and various things as a marketing for lead generation, will see the form filling, that is generation of the lead as a goal. So goals are something which is defined earlier, mutually agreed numerical values are set, and then actual results are matched against the goal set. Goal category can be destination goal, used to find out the page views of a website, so how the destination is performing. Duration goals, that is the time that the guy spends on your digital platforms. Event goals, that is what events are being utilized by the people who connected with you. Page and sessions goals, so like used to measure the user engagement with each page and the each session on the page, etc., if you have created. So these are the categories of the goal. So at the end, friend, we have studied everything about search engine optimization in this chapter. What is SEO? What is SEO marketing? What is search engine result pages that we have understood? The types of search engine, then the search engine analytics. We have done how search engine is working. Also, we have seen so few summary steps are given out here. Starting from the search, how the crawler goes in. Indexes your content, relates it to the keywords, etc. And when the searcher search that keyword, there may be more than million associations. So then in that case, the index-based links are furnished to the customer. So you may come on the first 10 or you may not come on that. We have understood what is pay-per-click and various other set deviations vis-a-vis the display ad and the listing when searches are done by the consumers. How search engine works also we have studied. We have studied the role of aggregator, natural search, organic search, etc. Also, we have studied. We have understood various pay-per-click, pay-per-click and cost-per-click, etc. Modalities, cost per conversions and those things that we have understood, and the relevance of it to your website. So that also we have understood. We have understood what care should be taken when you develop your website in terms of SEO. How to effectively use SEO for better ranking and all. So at the end, various other aspects we have studied about SEO and the content, and then analytics part also we have studied. Thank you, friends.